News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government plans to establish a security polytechnic institution which will enable security personnel to earn certification towards higher learning. National Security Minister Robert Montague says beneficiaries will include members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, Jamaica Defence Force, Immigration and Correctional Officers, and Security Guards. Courses offered will be accredited by the University Council of Jamaica, UCJ.
And over time, as you do on-the-job training, you can accumulate enough credits so you too can get an associate degree, a bachelor's degree, and matriculate at the University of the West Indies for your master's degree. This administration believes that we must invest in you, and we urge you to invest in yourself.
Minister Montague was addressing the graduation ceremony for 173 new recruits of the JCF held at the National Police College in St. Catherine recently. Justice Minister Deroy Chuck has announced that discussions are in progress for the development of 40 acres of land for a regional court complex in Manchester. Mr. Chuck says the ministry has initiated talks with the developer for the complex and is inviting proposals from investors to advance the project. The Justice Minister says Mandeville is in need of more courts, and the development of the ministry-owned property at Kingsland will allow for more space and faster disposition of cases.
We must fix the justice system in order to make Jamaica more attractive to investors, reduce crime and violence, and make Jamaicans feel safe and confident in the ability of the state to protect them.
He says out of the 40 acres of land, he would like to see 3 to 5 acres being used for court buildings and the remainder for other businesses. Some 3,000 farmers in West Central St. Catherine are to benefit from a ginger and pineapple program being spearheaded by Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton in collaboration with Newport Ferson. The farmers were presented with tools and fertilizer at the recent launch of the project in Macatree in the parish. They will also receive training from the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. Dr. Tufton, who is Member of Parliament for the area, said some 20 farm groups will benefit from the support.
Agriculture, as you know, is a major economic activity in the rural part of the constituency. So the idea is to make the farmers farm better, more efficiently, help them to find markets.
Minister Tufton adds that next year, the farmers will receive additional training and markets will be held where retailers and restaurateurs will be invited to buy directly from the farmers. And National Health Fund NHF card holders will benefit from the addition of new prescription drugs for the treatment of hypertension and diabetes effective Friday, November 25. Two new drugs, Asomex-D and Asomex-LT tablets, have been added for hypertension. Two other drugs, Diavista-Met 15 SR tablets and Diavista-Met 30 SR tablets, have been added for the treatment of diabetes. A complete drug list and subsidies paid by the National Health Fund are available from NHF participating pharmacies, the NHF website nhf.org.jm, or by calling 1-888-NHF-CARE. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2017 competitions in Jamaica Visual Arts, Creative Writing and Culinary Arts, Miss Jamaica Festival Queen, Jamaica Gospel and Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, World Reggae Dance Championship, and Festival of the Performing Arts, Speech, Drama, Dance, Music, Traditional Folk Forms. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms.
I'm a woman. Why me can't be a plumber?
Me a man. Why me not for be a nurse?
The National Policy for Gender Equality supports the need for a society in which women and men have equal access to socially valued goods and are able to contribute to national development.
Reducing gender inequality and understanding the difference between men and women will better help Jamaica to achieve our development goals. Let's work together for a better Jamaica.
Let us unite for gender equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs within the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport.